This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
All right, if you missed it, the NFL has flexed Sunday's Cowboys game versus the Eagles. It was going to be the 3:25 kick, now moves to a noon kick. So you'll have 9 a.m. pregame here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan, and the Packers and the Vikings are going to get the game of the week love there for Fox, and that'll be the 3:25 game. It's the G-Bag Nation here on a Cowboy victory Monday. Super Bowl champion Brian Broaddus, I'm Eric Chiafalo, and we got Lucius Alexander, Carter Freeman, coordinate the video, fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Great to have you in. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
The text was telling me, by the way, Broaddus, I think it's like every like 15 to 20 years.
Okay.
There's a Hanukkah Christmas mesh point.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
There we go, educational.
Yeah, Bennett's soon to be 21 years old. So, man, it seems like that maybe when he was like a baby, when he was 5 years old last time we did this. I mean, I don't know.
It's been a while.
It's funny because, my family, they celebrate both. So it's like, that's because, my ex-wife and I were, it's like, okay, we'll allow them to do that. So we have the Hanukkah and the Christmas at the same time.
He's the real winner and so all he that. He probably just cleans up, dude.
He does clean up. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, he cleans up for sure.
I bet, dude. And I bet he was tearing it up at the game, Texas-Clemson.
He was.
Was he firing them cannons?
He was firing them cannons. Hey, how about interviewing Gene, though?
Gene Dekeroff yesterday.
Is he a trip?
The voice of the Buccaneers. I think he was ready to go just full P.J. Carlissimo. It was like, give him the rock and just get out of the way, dude. He's ready to just set a volume carry record.
He has every stat known to man in that head of his.
Every time he says something, it reminds him of something else. Yeah. That reminds him of something else. Yeah. And next thing you know, you've got the full scouting report in your one question.
I love the fact that it's always we.
Yeah.
We did this. We did. And I, you know what? Hey, you know what? You're the announcer for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Go ahead and be we.
Yeah. Just go lean into it. Yeah. Yeah, that was a fun conversation.
He used to be at Florida State. He's like a legend at Florida State with some of the teams that he's called their games. Mm-hmm. Like, man, he is big time announcer.
877-881-1053. What was your biggest takeaway from the NFL weekend? It started on Saturday, and unfortunately, the Texans deal with a catastrophic injury to Tank Dell. And D'Amico Ryans told reporters today that it's a dislocated knee and it's a torn ACL and suffered other damage, whatever that means.
Hopefully not nerve.
Right, obviously. Yeah, that's certainly the big one there. The Jalen Smith drop foot kind of stuff. Yeah. That's like the one that you can almost never really be cured from and getting back to even close to what you were beforehand. So certainly prayers up for Tank Dell. The whole game stopped down. It's one of, you hate to see it. Totally hate to see it. Then you just snap right back into play and you're like, how do you do that when you see a teammate go from, and what a hell of a catch. I mean, unbelievable touchdown grab. And then, of course, the Chiefs go on to win that game. Pat Mahomes, is he actually hurt? I don't know. But, I mean, I'm blinking my eyes, and at the start of the game, he's running like 20 yards for a touchdown. I'm like, okay, so much for the ankle issues. Like, I mean, that is – and the DeAndre Hopkins signing for them was huge. He just comes up with big plays for them, clutch third down kind of moments. So the Chiefs continue to roll there on Saturday, and now they gear up for – a Wednesday Christmas Day game. And man, if the Bills would have lost to the Patriots yesterday, which was a nail biter, that would have pretty much took all the wind out of the sails for the Christmas Day game coming up for the Chiefs on Wednesday, because had the Bills lost, the Chiefs would have had pretty much everything wrapped up for the one seed.
Yep.
But the Bills go ahead and escape the Patriots, and now we're still neck and neck here. And that's what's fun with the way they have the seedings now, because it usually goes down to the final week. Like the NFC right now, yeah, everybody should be pulling for the Vikings to beat the Packers on Sunday, just so simply we can get the Week 18 final game of the season for all the marbles for the NFC North, Lions versus Vikings.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. Yeah. But yesterday's Football Sunday was pretty great all the way around. Of course, the Cowboys get the dub on Sunday Night Football, and I can't even express how fun the game was and the physicality of it, just jumping off the screen. Everybody was getting hit. Vita Vea. I mean, Vita Vea in coverage and then just smashing Jake Ferguson.
Yeah.
Or I'm pretty sure Turpin got stuck in his navel on that one play there down in the red zone, just running right into a grizzly bear.
Right into him, yeah.
And Brad Sham has a nice little call of that. We'll get to 6 o'clock hour, two guys, one booth. But, I mean, I think, obviously, the Jaden Daniels is probably, I mean, that performance right there for the Commanders. And I know Kenny Pickett was playing quarterback for most of the game. If Jalen Hurts doesn't get hurt, the Eagles end up winning that game, I presume. But the Eagles had so many chances. Saquon Barkley dropping a huge pass there late in the game.
We've seen that before, right?
And then Devontae Smith, man. I mean, I can't imagine what Eagles fans, I mean, we heard a little bit on that shred line earlier, G-Bag of the Day. That was the funniest part, as the Commanders beat the Eagles and eliminate the Cowboys from playoff contention. The one silver lining was that the Eagles lost, and the Pets' heads are going to be falling off in a situation like that.
Yeah, but they, you know, they, are you, would you be a little worried if you're an Eagles fan? And I mean this in a way, yeah, you mentioned all the guys that they, you know, especially the quarterback that didn't play, but would you be worried about how the Commanders were able to move the ball in that fourth quarter, get to 22 points?
Yes, absolutely.
Would that be something that it kind of looked like the Eagles of old, but they've done such a great job of remaking that secondary. And I don't know. This is probably just a blip, right? It's probably just a blip, and they're going to be okay, kind of a thing. Are you
the Eagles defense?
Yeah.
You can never be too sure. I mean, defense can be volatile. You can be a really awesome defense, and then all of a sudden, teams figure out ways to take advantage of you. Now, the Eagles did force a ton of turnovers yesterday, but that fourth quarter, you give up 22 points.
Right, that's what.
And Jaden Daniels went Superman mode. And when you got a guy who can just take off and run on you on fourth down and go get like 29 yards on a fourth and 11, it's like those are backbreakers, dude. And obviously not every quarterback can do what he was able to do there.
Yeah.
But yes, if you're an Eagles fan, you now have your quarterback shaken up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And they've really been, I know Saquon Barkley gets all the headlines, and I get it, the highlight reel stuff. He's been awesome for them. But their offense, the advanced metrics indicate their offense isn't much better than it was last year. The big difference for the Eagles this year is that their defense has been
lights out better.
And they were terrible last year.
Right.
And that's reflected in, okay, you move on from defensive coordinator, you bring in Dick Fangio. Their entire draft was basically, we got to get younger and more athletic defensively. And they had a home run draft. And now that's really the main reason why the Eagles have been so good this year. So if all of a sudden things are going to bottom out defensively, then yes, that's going to be the demise, because the Eagles offense, it's good, but Jalen Hurts is not going to put the team on his back and carry an average defense.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth with the Stinky Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinky Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Defense. Their defense has to be lights out.
Yeah. I tell you, I just think they're so much better at the cornerback spot, you know, with Quinnen Mitchell and what they've been able to, you know, with him being as part of it. I think he has really been, as you mentioned, a home run when when it comes to, you know, having to play in that secondary. I mean, he's not going to give much up, you know, for a rookie. He's so comfortable playing out there, and sometimes these rookies struggle, but man, he's done a fabulous job for the Eagles.
Yes, no, he absolutely has. I'm trying to figure out what was the coolest part of the day, because there were a couple of plays yesterday that stand out amongst the rest. You have Joe Burrow going horizontal. Mm. He's like Supermaning, basically, and he's right before, centimeters before his knee hits the ground.
Yeah.
He throws it, touchdown, T. Higgins. Joe Burrow continues to have an MVP-type season, and the Bengals are still alive. And then the other one was from the Detroit Lions, and this Ben Johnson just continues to...
The fake fall down kind of thing?
The fake fall down. Now, did you get the backstory on that? Did you see where that came from?
I'll tell you this. The first time I'd ever saw, but it was like, I saw it as a tight end delay, and I think that's what you saw. It was a little bit of a...
Yeah, because it ends up in a LaPorta touchdown pass.
The first time I ever saw it was Bruce Coslett with the Cincinnati Bengals did it. The first time I ever saw it was they had a tight end, Tony McGee, that fell down. Like, he would act like he blocked, and he would fall to the ground.
Oh, okay.
And so you would see the play, like he would... They would fake the play action, like he's blocking, and he would be on the ground, and as everybody's running, he'd get up and then run to the opposite side, and they'd throw him the ball.
Sneak attack style.
Yeah, I like that.
That's a good design.
Yeah, but he would act like block, and he'd fall on the ground, and they would lose him, and then he'd get up and run. And when those guys came to Dallas, that's the first time I'd ever seen it, and it worked like two or three times. Yeah, it's just crazy. It's like, oh, you're ready. We're about to run the tight end fall
down. It just keeps working
because they lose track of the guy.
This one was amazing yesterday. Ben Johnson and the Detroit Lions, they draw up an intentional fake fumble kind of play where they're lined up, you know, Jahmyr Gibbs I formation in the backfield. They go play action with it, and Jahmyr Gibbs intentionally trips, and then Goff acts like he's kind of fumbling the handoff.
Right.
And then he pops up and finds a wide open tight end, LaPorta, across the field for a touchdown. And at first you see it and you're like, whoa, was that intentional? Turns out it definitely was intentional. Yeah. And apparently where Ben Johnson got it from was from last year, September of 2023. It was the Packers also playing the Bears, and the Packers had it just accidentally. It's a play action play to the tight end, but they actually stumble and the running back falls down, and Jordan Love's kind of wonky doing the play action, and it ends up working for them to where Jordan Love throws a huge play to the tight end for a touchdown. And so, or almost a touchdown, it gets inside the 5-yard line. But Ben Johnson of the Lions sees that play and he's like, dude, that worked. And it worked versus the Bears last year. And so he actually just drew it up that way to have a fake stumble, fumble, play action, boom, tight end open. This dude continues to impress.
Well, that's just the whole premise of stealing ideas. Yeah, you watch tape, you could see.
But this is like a new evolution of it.
But you're seeing something and you're thinking like, wow, okay, how do we make this even better?
Yeah.
The great ones can do that. They have that ability.
And I know it's just for a multitude of reasons. The Cowboys, like Ben Johnson to the Cowboys, just doesn't seem like it's plausible in any way.
Not because they're bringing back Mike McCarthy.
They're going to bring back McCarthy, yes. And even if they don't, like, Ben Johnson has super high standards with the way that he wants things to go. He's going to want to do it his way. He also is a first-time head coach. Jerry Jones doesn't really want to go for that. And he also wants to command top-of-the-market money. And Jerry Jones doesn't want to pay big money to a coach. So for all those reasons, Ben Johnson really isn't a realistic option for the Cowboys, even though that's the one that, if you are an actual Cowboys fan and you want the best, that would be your dream scenario. But the Joneses would never go for it.
Where do you think Ben Johnson then ends up?
It's hard to say because he's a very unique individual with just how selective he's been. He could have been a head coach for the last two cycles, and he's been like, thanks, but no thanks. He had the Commanders flying out mid-flight, and he calls him like, actually, no, I don't even want to do this, dude.
Right.
So go back home kind of deal. So I don't know. It seems like the Bears are the team.
But do the Bears pay him? You know, the Bears.
Are they a little penny pinching with that stuff?
A little family run business, yeah.
Well, sure. I'll tell you what, the Mike Vrabel Mike Vrabel, I mean, his stock just continues to climb and climb and climb. And it's like so many reports are he's like the top candidate for all these teams.
Because they're realizing that they probably can't get Ben Johnson.
Maybe that's what it is.
I bet you the word's starting to filter through the NFL, the rank and file, that Ben Johnson is going to cost you a ton of money, and maybe Mike Vrabel isn't going to cost you a ton of money. So I think that's something you have to kind of...
Money factor, experience factor,
yeah.
Culture builder, tough guy, Vrabel. I don't know. People are... The reports are like, man, I don't know if his agent is just back-channeling and doing a great job getting stuff out there. But Vrabel, Ben Johnson, I think everybody would want Ben Johnson. But like you said, does Ben Johnson want them?
Okay, Chicago. Give me a thumbs up or thumbs
down. Yeah, I'd go thumbs up on that.
Okay, Jacksonville.
I don't think he would want anything to do with that.
Okay, Jacksonville, what if Jacksonville says, we will fire our general manager and you could bring in your own personnel guy that you like?
Now, from my perspective, I'd be looking at Trevor Lawrence like, is that an asset
now?
I don't think so.
Okay,
I'd still probably rather gamble on the early career here of Caleb Williams, though his rookie season's been bad.
No.
I would say no.
Vegas Raiders.
The Raiders. That was the worst win of the weekend. They go from picking number 2 to number 6 or 7 now, playing themselves, painting themselves into a corner where they're going to have to trade up a bunch of assets to go get a quarterback. If they were picking number 2 overall, then I would say yes, because now I'm getting Cam Ward or maybe Shedeur Sanders, and you're building from there.
So you're saying no?
But I will say no with the way things have played out. New Orleans. I think New Orleans would want him.
Yeah.
I don't think he would want New Orleans.
Okay.
I think Aaron Glenn's going to New Orleans, the defensive coordinator for the Lions.
Sounds like it. Yeah. Okay. Giants.
Yeah, the Giants for sure. Okay. Number 1 overall pick.
So you think that Ben Johnson's choices are going to come down to Chicago or the Giants?
I do. And then the Raiders potentially, but I would say no. After winning that game yesterday, I would hate to be a Raiders fan.
Okay.
You need a quarterback so bad, and now all of a sudden you're going to have to trade a bunch of picks if you want to go get a guy. That's frustrating. They were literally in their just lose baby era, and they find a way to win. I mean, that's what happens when you're playing Jacksonville, I guess.
Yeah.
But, I mean, my gosh, dude, you go from picking number 1 or 2 to now number 6 or 7. I would hate to be a Raiders fan. All right, good day to be a Rangers fan, though. Jared Sandler joins us next right here on The Fan.